We'll call the Board of Equalization for Wednesday, April 8th, 2020, to order at 8:31 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Jurgens, Hill, Tiemann, and on the phone is Byers and Bauman.
Eddie was going to join us.
Is there anyone else on the phone?
Eddie, you are on?
I'm on.
Okay.
Okay, Dorn, Bauman, and Byers on the telephone. Up first, I guess as we vote too, as you're on the phone, if you guys could give your name and then give us a yay or a nay, that'd be great when we vote. Up first on the agenda, approve or disapprove agenda as presented. Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Vote. We have.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take Bauman as a yeah also. So we have six in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. This is Byers.
Yeah. Eddie Dorn. Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Discussion. Vote.
Yes. Eddie Dorn.
Denny, how do you?
Yes, Matt.
Okay. Denny, how do you vote?
Yes.
Six in favor, motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing a lack of public, the only other thing on the agenda would be to approve or disapprove tax correction slips number 7, 8, and 9. Those are a deduction of about $2,700, and the reason is they were just in the wrong tax district, so it's just a correction for the correct tax district. You may.
Basically,
Mike over there.
Basically, this has been wrong since the beginning of time. And if I passed around those sheets that Terry, did you pass those around that I had?
Yep.
Okay. I want to make it, you know, this was a situation where we put it in the Beatrice School District back probably 20 some years ago, as far as we went back. And it should have been in the Freeman School District. So it came to the taxpayers' attention. And so I guess, you know, in calling the state, we can only do current year and 2 years back. Now, there's quite a bit of difference this year, and going back in time, we didn't go clear back because we only keep those schedules, I think, for 5 years of it in five-year increments. And I just want to caution everybody. On the personal property return, which is here, and I can pass this around, Don, make sure that your township's filled out, that your township's filled out, your where your legal description is of the equipment. Always look at your tax statements, because there's quite a bit of difference in this. I know Senator Dorn's office got a call on this, and that letter is something that we do send out. Do you have a copy of that letter in front of you?
The worksheet, yes.
I mean, it's just kind of like everything else, and I'm saying we probably got it wrong, but always check your...
That one?
Yes. So if you look on there, just and the tax accountant had filled these out for a lot of years for him. And the thing that I wanted to emphasize, too, it's where the equipment sleeps, not always your home place. So, an instance, last year, you got a $10,000 exemption. Well, if you had a pivot in, like, the North School District, if you had a pivot in the Beatrice School District, if you had a pivot in Weimar School District, you could get a $10,000 exemption in every district because it's where the equipment is. And so, we don't really know what happened on this particular one. I thought maybe there was somebody with, because it was filed under Russ's personal name before. And I thought, could there have been two Russes, because there is two Russes. And so in talking to Myron, and I'm going to send that letter up to him, the only thing is, We sent that letter out in 18, and then in 19, I think we did 20. They were coming back in, and we had to reprint these schedules, and the letters weren't even being looked at, but we'll be sending them out again. So I know we did in 18 in the past, but always make sure your school district's accurate and everything like that. And because unfortunately, for 20 years, this has been wrong. Now, it's my understanding from somebody that the kids did go to the actual school district, that that's what happened 20 years ago, and somebody thought was in the district, you know. And I think in 1998 is when Freeman and Adams did consolidate. Back in the day when Liberty and Barnston did, you had a choice to go to what school district you wanted to. But that wasn't the case with Freeman
Did you guys hear that on? Did you guys hear that on the phone about the school districting? Make sure that you choose the right district, and with exemptions and stuff, it's really important because you may have multiple exemptions depending on where your property, your personal property tax is year to year.
Plus, that just came into effect the last couple of years. So I don't know if anybody got calls from. Bob is the one that called them.
I guess with that, for those corrections then and that clarification, I would ask for a motion to approve or disapprove tax correction slips number 7, 8, and 9, which are just those redistricting from Beatrice School District to Freeman School District.
Moved to approve.
Moved by Hill.
I'm moving the motion.
I have a motion by Hill. Can I have a second from you, Bauman?
Second by Dorn.
Oh, second by Dorn. Okay, I'm sorry. Motion by Hill, second by Dorn. Vote.
Hey, Dorn, yes.
Dorn, yes. Byers, yes.
Matt, yes.
Thank you, guys. Sorry for the slow reaction here. 6 in favor, motion carries. Anything else for equalization?
I'm going to bring some stuff for Terry, and John's got it. It's about some restructuring of the farm ground, which is kind of concerning. So,
Patty said she's going to bring some stuff for restructuring the farm ground, and she'll pass it out to us. Maybe at that point in time, we'll be able to forward that on to you guys digitally. With nothing else, we'll adjourn equalization at 8:39 on the clock.